Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with producer Dave, and we're in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in downtown Portland. I'd like to welcome all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network. We're going to continue our series of shows on the winners from this year's Royal. And by the way, because we've got our guest today is from Texas, thought we'd play a little Willie Nelson music too, just make it appropriate. Anyway, we've got Corey Mikes with us today, and Corey's the winner of the pork ribs at the Invitational this year. He's a second generation of Fat Boys Barbecue in Temple, Texas. His dad, Danny, won the Royal back when, the late 80s or early 90s?
It was 1997 he won the Open. And
okay.
Yeah, he reserved a few others, but that was his crowning jewel there.
Well, there you go. Anyway, welcome, Corey. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're good. So a normal question I usually ask at this point in the interview is, where did you learn? That would be a little bit redundant for you, I think. So let's say, what did your dad teach you?
Well, you know, if you talk to him, he likes to say that he's taught me everything I know, but not everything he knows about barbecue.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But he opened a restaurant, and I guess it was 2001 here in Temple. I was 10 years old, and I got all the basics. You know, it was, I was 10 years old. I was in sixth grade. I would get off of, you know, out of school, and I'd come to work at the restaurant, washing dishes, and he'd let us start trimming. Actually, he let us start seasoning brisket. Then as we got older, we got into the trimming. And so, you know, just fire management. All that time, of course, we had instant read thermometers for testing doneness and stuff, but really he wanted us to learn by feel, so. He kind of taught me a different style of barbecue than I think a lot of people learn, you know, that are getting into it now. Because when he cooked, you know, they didn't have thermometers on their pits. They, you know, a lot of them were cooking in brick pits, you know.
Sure.
Not at competitions, but at family reunions,
right,
and such. So that's he's taught me a wealth of information. There's no there's really no way to quantify it, you know, if I was to try.
Well, it just keeps growing. I mean,
I think
that's a deal with somebody like you, and have access to somebody like your father. That information stream just kind of keeps flowing if you pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know, and what's special about him is he cooked all the years he did and won as many contests as he did. And I can still to this day go to his house. He's got binders of notebook paper of the write-up that he did of every contest, weather conditions, his placings, his, you know, his rubs that he was using, because he was mixing his own rubs. So I mean, I know that if I get in a, you know, if I go cook in, we cooked in Ruidoso, New Mexico this year, and it was at 10,000 feet. He didn't have anything that was quite 10,000 feet, but I had some notes on cooking at high altitudes. You know, so it's not just what he can tell me, it's what he can show me. So I have those to lean on.
Yeah, I don't think there's any teacher in whatever we do quite as good as experience. That's just kind of my philosophy there. And that goes from, you know, cooking to playing golf to whatever.
Yes, sir.
So when you won the ribs, winning the ribs is a big deal, you know, because when people think about barbecue, if you talk to a civilian on the street and you're talking about barbecue, they'll give you one of two answers. Normally, when you say, if I ask you what barbecue is, tell me, they'll either say ribs or brisket. Right. Most of them. So that's, you know, that's kind of a big, really big deal to people. How did you feel when they called out your name, your number?
You know, it's, we were lucky enough to win chicken last year in the Open. And then this year win ribs in the Invitational, and both times, I can't explain the feeling. It's almost, you know, like you just hit a grand slam in the, you know, bottom of the ninth.
Sure.
The ball game. It was all the, you know, it just, I have no way of explaining it. It's just pure joy and excitement. You know, getting to do it with my father, that's just, you know, something that, you know, I'll remember my entire life.
Absolutely.
The best moments. So.
So did you both go up and get the award, or did your dad let you go?
Oh, absolutely. He likes to send me up for the categories we don't win. If we get a second place call, I'll go get it. But if we get a first place, he's right there with me.
That's a good dad.
So, yeah.
That's a really good dad. Your experience, Corey, when you've done this, I mean, obviously you've been to a ton of competitions. You probably tagged along when you were younger with your dad and all that. What's one of the things you've learned at competitions that you apply to your daily cooking or even daily life for that matter?
It's a very, barbecue is very humbling. You know, it's just like in life and barbecue, when you think you've got something figured out, you know, it turns out you had no clue.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, just, I apply a lot of things from, I'm a surgical nurse. I work in heart and vascular surgery, and, you know, all the attention's in the details.
Sure.
You know, anyone can cook a brisket. Anyone can cook a slab of ribs. You know, the finished product, if it's good, and it's all, you know, it's a lot of fine details. And just like in doing, you know, a four vessel bypass, you know, you don't do the surgery from start to finish. It's one little piece at a time. And it's the same way in barbecue. It's one little piece at a time. It starts when you trim the meat, you know, and the injection you use on the rubs, the sauce, the profile you're, you know, down to the wood you're smoking with. It's every little piece is a finished product.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot that I can apply to my life, but I think that's the most important. You know, it's just, you know, being humble and, you know, just remember taking one little piece at a time.
Well, and being meticulous in your work.
It is.
Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, I think when you compete, and no matter whether it's barbecue or any other activity, if you really want to do your best and be the best, I think you have to always pay attention to those little details, because those are the buggers that come back and bite you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Dad told me it, you know, you can do everything right smoking a brisket, and, you know, you get it to the cutting board, and that's where you lose the contest. As, you know, the adjustments you make on the cutting board, you know, it's, there, you know, every cook I've done this year, I think I've had, I've done 17 KCBS and a handful of IBCA and some other non-sanctioned Texas comps. Nothing's come out the same.
Yeah.
Everything comes out just a little bit different, even though I'm doing it the same way. And it's those game time decisions that make or break you, those decisions. So,
well, like you said, Corey, you've got different climate, different weather. Sometimes
right.
the wood isn't exactly the same.
Right.
You know, there's all those variables, and a lot of them you can't control.
Oh yeah, that's true. And I've been to one barbecue class, and it was Travis Clark's there in Yukon, Oklahoma, which I would highly recommend for anyone. But yeah, that was one of the big things I learned from him, was to control what you can control, because there's so much you can't, you know. So, you know, keeping your pit clean and down to getting a moisture meter for your wood to make sure your wood's in the range, you
sure.
know, because I can get an order of wood in and it'd be 17%. And, you know, when I go to, go to cook with it in 6 weeks or something, it's, you know, dropped down to 12 or 13%, just depending on how the weather is. So
sure, absolutely. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to come back and talk more with Corey Mikes, big winner at the Invitational this year. Got some damn good ribs. And it's got a history with barbecue with him and his family. So don't go away. We'll return after these messages.
Well, it's a bloody Mary morning. Baby left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me.
It's Full Flavored Radio, Barbecue Nation with JT.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. If you'd like to contact us, it's very simple. Email us at Barbecue Nation, that's the letters BBQ Nation at KXL.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Barbecue Nation with JT. I guess that's me. And you can contact us there. And we're also hooked into Twitter and all those other things. But I have a lot more work to do than spend my time Twittering. So there you go. Also say hi to our affiliates, KWRO in Coos Bay and KFLS in Klamath Falls and all the stations up and down the Radio Northwest network that carry Barbecue Nation. You said it was a big thrill to go up on stage, Corey, and get that. How is the Royal different than, say, one of your weekend competitions?
I think the Royal is probably my favorite contest of the year, and it's something that I always looked forward to as a kid because I got to see friends that I saw once a year.
Sure.
It's kind of the same way now, except it's just other competitors, and it's always fun to go up there because you get to cheer for new people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You get to cheer for your friends, and hopefully my goal is I've got two cooks to hear my name once. That's been my goal every year I go up there. I just want to hear my name one time. And, just being able to cheer on everyone, it's everyone calls it the biggest barbecue family reunion, in the world. And that's really what it is. That's the difference is, I'm going to cook a contest this weekend in Duncanville. And, I hope it has 30, 40 teams. There's a first time KCBS there. So, it should be interesting, but my family, my barbecue family, isn't going to be there. So that's what I miss every week. All these little contests,
sure,
the get together of everyone. So,
well, tell us about the process. Now you're headed out. You're probably prepping, today, and so tell us about your process when you're going to just a regular competition on the weekend, like you're doing this weekend. How do you line things out? What days do you do things, and what things do you do?
I'm lucky enough to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with my real job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also lucky enough to have a father that they own a barbecue restaurant here in Temple. It's Fat Boys Barbecue. He mixes all my sauces and injections for me on Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. It kind of started. That's just when he started mixing them, and we started doing well with it. So it's, superstition. I don't think there'd be much difference if I mixed them up at the competition. That's just when we do it.
Sure.
I usually buy meat, buy my chicken Wednesday when I get off work. I'm cooking Snake River brisket and Compart pork and ribs. So those are meld into me. Pick up my chicken, and then Thursday morning I get up and I come down and I go through the trim. Re-vaxil it, and we hopefully head out Friday morning. If it's a further contest, we'll head out Thursday night. But that's kind of been the process this year. So it's I work 40 hours a week at my real job, and then the other 4 days a week I'm spent barbecuing.
Yeah,
it's a full time.
Is it more stressful to be a surgical nurse or stand up there in front of 400 other teams and give it your best shot?
I I've been working at a surgical nurse for about 3 years. There's definitely stress involved, and it's a lot of it though is like, you know, you have such a big surgical team around you that there's a lot of fail safes, and mm-hmm. like with barbecue, it's Dad and I. So I'm always, nothing really gets my adrenaline going like sitting right, you know, when they start 10th place chicken. You know, it's like, you know, I can feel my heart in my throat. And,
yeah.
You know, it's, I try to look calm and relaxed and stuff, you know, but, you know, that's just the truth. And I don't know if anyone really, everyone has their superstitions they do at awards, and I think everyone's a little bit nervous, so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some people I've talked to, they always have they've got a lucky coin or a medallion they keep in their pocket. They don't talk about it much to people, but they do.
Yeah.
You know, they've all got their little nuances that have to be in you know, encompassed in the whole process, or it's not going to work for them. So it's it's pretty good. I mean, I like a lot of people do that in other sports too. So we got a couple minutes before we need to go to break here. So you use Snake River beef. Do you use the flats or do you use the whole brisket?
So I use the whole brisket. I do just a regular comp trim. I do split the flats and the point, but it's pretty much the same trim everyone else is doing. I'm not doing anything crazy, and that's another thing is I've tried to learn not to reinvent the wheel. You know, use what I've known, what I know. I don't have to be running crazy flavor profiles. It's
sure,
you know, really about hitting your marks. You know, hitting your tenderness. You know, turning in a good, flavorful, juicy product, and that's what's winning these days. It's I think everyone's cooking on such a high level that, you know, you just gotta edge them out on, you know, the cook process. So
well, and it's always by, I mean, if you look at the scoring systems and stuff and the total points, it's by, if you'll allow me, it's by fractions. At some point. You know, it's not somebody walked in there and smoked them, no pun intended, by 30 points. It's a point and a half, 2 points max, you know.
I won a contest at the beginning of this year in Shawnee, Oklahoma. 80 teams. I was overall, and I think Travis wound up third, and between me and third was 0.08 of a point.
Yeah.
So you had a reserve in there. I mean, it was tight finishes, so it comes down to fractions of a point.
Absolutely. We're going to take another break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with Corey Mikes, big winner with the ribs at the Invitational this year. Right after this, don't go away.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the light of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now, with Barbecue Nation, here's JT.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation here on the Radio Northwest Network. And all over the place. We actually are in Texas now, too. How about that? We're talking with Corey Mikes. Real quickly, Corey, when you cook for family and friends outside of the competition, outside of the restaurant, do you do anything different or change your flavoring so that maybe it's not as precise and extreme as it is for the competitions?
You know, I everyone always wants me to cook when I'm cooking in competition. And I might tell them, yeah, this is, you know, pretty close to what I cook, but it's a mellowed out recipe because there's so much in competition, like the ribs and the brisket. You know, you don't want to eat a plateful. At least I don't want to eat a plateful of it. You know, it's great for one rib or, you know, one slice of brisket, but that's really it. So I just mellow it out. I might use a little less seasoning. I might not inject it. you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, I've talked to, well, a number of judges, but just the two that come to mind, Artie Davis and Amy Mills. And Amy was saying that she knows when she's been judging too much at a competition because her rings don't fit on her hands. And I said, oh, yeah, I've experienced that. So,
yeah,
you know, and it is different. I mean, the stuff that you serve in your dad's restaurant is not the same that's going to be put on the plate at the competition. So,
right, right.
What do you think is the greatest thing you've learned from all this? Well, it doesn't even have to be about barbecue, just in general, with all these competitions and growing up the way you did.
You know, I guess I would have to say that, you know, it's cliche, and this really isn't about barbecue, but there's just good in everything. You know, I might not win a competition, but I always, you know, have a good time, and, you know, might meet someone new, or, you know, I always try to look for the good in everything. And it's, you know, there's people that I get to form my own opinions about that. You know, just, it might not be what everyone else thinks, but you know,
yeah,
there's always the good there. You know, and I always like to think, well, you know, like we went and cooked Bentonville, Arkansas at the Sam's Club Finals, and we weren't lucky enough to hear our name called, but we had a safe trip there. We had a good time with friends, and we had a safe trip back, you know. So it's just looking for the good, I guess, in everything. That's what I've, from these barbecue cook-offs that I don't do well at, or, you know, and I've applied it to other things in life. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great attitude to have, too. Yeah. And I haven't seen it that much in barbecue, but in other sports I've been involved in, sometimes people come in with a little edge on their shoulder or something, and it makes it difficult. So,
right.
You know, I like your attitude of trying to find the good in things. So are you ready, my new friend, to play the lightning round?
Oh, I think I'm ready.
You think you're ready? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Corey Mikes, this is your lightning round. How's that? Kind of an announcer's voice deal there. What barbecue skill took you the longest to master?
Oh, the longest to master, I would say, is maybe not quite a skill, but I've always been told that I'm my toughest critic, and it's to just accept how it turns out. You know, instead of being upset when I'm slicing ribs that, hey, these ribs suck, you know, just doing the best that I can with them and getting them in the box and then moving on to pork, because I've got two more categories to, you know, get ready.
Right.
Not sulking with it. You know, just the, you know.
Just accept it and move on.
Letting things roll off my shoulder, yeah.
Which of these would you rather barbecue? A Thanksgiving turkey, a Yule log, Christmas goose, or an Easter bunny?
Oh, I have to say a Thanksgiving turkey, because that actually might be my favorite meat off the pit.
There you go. What do you think is the toughest skill for a beginning barbecuers to learn?
Use your smoke like, you know, you use salt and pepper. Don't over smoke stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use it and let it complement the meat, not overpower the meat.
What does the best day for Corey Mikes contain for activities away from being a surgical nurse and away from barbecue?
I would say spending time with my family.
There you go.
You know, doing activities with them, anything, going to the lake, baseball games, football games.
You sounds like you have a lot of fun there. If you were declared supreme ruler of barbecue for 1 week, what would you, Corey Mikes, as supreme ruler, decree?
Oh, no garnish this week in KCBS competitions.
Okay. Do you have a favorite barbecue book, like cookbook?
I actually just got a new one. It's not released in the United States right now, but it's coming soon, I think, this next spring. It's a Hardcore Carnivores cookbook with Jess Prowls.
I've got one of those sitting in my review.
Yeah, it's got a lot of cool stuff in it.
Yeah. Do you remember the very first thing you ever grilled or smoked?
So it was, the first thing I ever grilled was chicken thighs, and they were terrible.
They were terrible?
Yeah, it burned the skin, put the barbecue sauce on too soon, burned it. It was terrible.
Well, that's normal. I hate to tell you that, yeah. But that's normal. What's the biggest mistake you ever made during a competition?
I would say not being prepared.
Yeah.
You know, I went to Edmond and started setting out my sauces, and I haven't done this all year. You know, Dad and I usually have a good checklist where he packs stuff and I pack stuff, and then we both double check each other, make sure we got everything, and got up there and I didn't have pork sauce.
Oh.
You know, and this is Saturday morning, and I whipped up some pork sauce that I don't even know how to make it again, and we wound up winning our table, and I think we were seventh with a pork call there. So,
well, there you go. Yeah. Corey, what's the dumbest thing you've ever seen done with a grill? The dumbest thing.
Man, I would, the dumbest thing with a grill. Man, I'm actually not sure. I've seen people, not clean them and set stuff on fire with them, but other than that, I can't think of anything.
Okay. What's the worst concert you ever attended?
The worst concert I ever attended. I had to attend a orchestra concert when I was in college for my fine arts credit.
didn't flow your boat, did it?
It did. Yeah, I just couldn't get into it.
Okay. Do you have favorite barbecue judges?
I don't know if I have favorite barbecue judges. I've got favorite reps. Does that count?
Okay, sure. Sure.
I'd say Ralph and Karen Williams and Bill and Jennifer and Bob and Terry McKinnon. I mean, really our reps right here in the Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas area, I just think we're really blessed with them. I think they're, that's who we work with most of the time. So I enjoy all of them.
Sure. Have you ever cooked in the snow in your underwear?
I have not, but I hear that Blaine from Porky Butts likes to do that.
So. Yeah, yeah. Well, I talked to him, and yes, he agrees with that. Led Zeppelin or Slim Whitman?
Led Zeppelin.
Ah, good boy. Fill in the blank here. Liquid smoke should be used for blank.
I don't know, toilet bowl cleaner? What there?
You're my kind of guy, man. I love that. I love that. Too bad we can't say the stuff we say off the air. But anyway,
someday
I'm going to get a letter from those folks from Liquid Smoke thing because I rip on them all the time. But anyway, boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
There you go. From your perspective, even though you're not involved in it every day, what's the worst part about owning a restaurant?
It's a ball and chain.
Yeah.
You know, we got to make sure it's covered. You know, where it's my parents own a small family style, owned restaurant. So it's not many employees. So just making sure everything's covered, if you want to go out of town for a week, and it's probably it.
Pretty tough to do that.
It is. Yeah.
And finally, real quick, what's your favorite seafood to barbecue or smoke if you have one?
I would say either shrimp or lobster.
Attaboy.
I'm a shellfish guy.
Hey. Yay.
My wife says I'm selfish.
We'll let that one ride. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. Come back and wrap up the show with Corey Mikes. He likes shellfish. He's one of ours.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, Dr. Dave. Upright, breathing, whatever. We're coming to you from the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in downtown Portland here. We've got Corey Mikes with us, and Corey was the big winner this year at the Invitational with the ribs. Corey, what would be on your bucket list now for your barbecue career?
Bucket list for barbecue, I want to win the Raw. Either one. Dad won the Open. I'd love to win the Invitational just to say, we've done it both. Got both of them. But
right.
I would be picky, if I was lucky enough to win one. And you know, of course, going to the Jack, doing well at the Jack, and you know, any sort of prestigious competition, King of the Smoker, you know, that's, sure, that would be awesome. Stuff like that.
What kind of advice can you give to people that are just kind of getting started? You know, and I'll preface this a little bit. I've run into some people the last few years since I've been doing the show, and they're great people, but and they go out and they buy a pit and they get fired up and they're going to go set the barbecue world on fire because everybody on their block says, man, you make the best ribs I've ever eaten. Or you have the best brisket or the best chicken, whatever. And it's product's fine. But then they go out and they get into a couple of competitions. They don't get any calls and they get a little dejected sometimes and they can't figure out why. And so if you want to pick it up from there and tell them, give them some good advice, I'd be more than welcome.
I'd have to say that, you know, my father, he cooked probably 2 or 3 years. I think he did well at his first contest he ever cooked, and then for 2 or 3 years didn't get a call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wasn't cooking every weekend, but, you know, it's when you get knocked off a horse, you just got to get up and get right back on it. This stuff, you know, no one that's winning did it overnight. You know, you just got to work to perfect the, you know, your profiles and your, you know, your cook methods. I'd also recommend, you know, a good barbecue class. You know, find someone that's cooking with your pit. You know, if you're cooking on a Jambo or a vertical style, you know, or a can, you know, find someone that's cooking on that style pit and, you know, go attend one of their classes, kind of, mm-hmm, see what's working. And also, you know, if your neighbors are telling you that your ribs are the best they've ever had, they might be fine ribs, but free barbecue is always the best barbecue.
Yeah.
To them, so.
I've noticed that over the years too.
Yeah.
So that free food usually makes people happy.
Oh yeah. It makes me happy.
Makes me happy too when it's either Chinese, yeah, food or seafood. You know.
Yeah. Chinese food, seafood, pizza.
Yep. Yep.
It's free, it's for me.
I like that. I like that. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now, Corey?
Yeah, 10 years from now I've got a 2-year-old little boy. Kind of my, where I'm going to let this play out how it wants to. I'm, you know, if I'm still doing cook-offs in 10 years, which I hope I am because I really enjoy it. But I'm gonna let my family take me where it wants to take me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're doing so like baseball every weekend or, you know, have show pigs that we're chasing, you know, jackpot.
Sure.
That's kind of where I see myself doing stuff with the family. If when he grows up and he says, hey, Dad, you know, I like these cook-offs, I want to start doing these kids' cues. Well, you know, all those kids better look out, you know. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, your dad did the same thing. He took a hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the reason was we were all doing select baseball, you know, and we got into high school and started playing football and, you know, that was, he said, okay, well, I'll open a restaurant, you know, a local restaurant, something that he can run through the week, and on the weekends we can go do all this stuff. So, and I kind of drug him back out into it. The first contest I've done was the weekend he was going to a NASCAR race, and he told me, oh, no, don't cook it. And I said, well, I've already paid the entry fee. I'm cooking it. There's a little local contest. It's actually the only trophies I have hanging on my wall. There was 3 categories, and I walked all 3 times, and I was still living at home with mom and dad, and he got home from the NASCAR race, and I had told him how I had done. And I had those trophies set up there, little plaques on, you know,
on the
kitchen table. And he walked in the door, and I was standing there smiling. I said, Dad, we got to start doing cook-offs again because this stuff's easy. Like, look. You know, of course, it's not easy. It's not cheap. You know, I don't know anyone that's making money doing that.
No. But it's good. It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
Corey Mikes, thank you very much for being with us here on The Nation. I really enjoyed talking to you. And we'll be watching your career and your competitions this next year from afar. Yeah, keeping track of you, buddy.
Yeah, look forward to it. Hopefully, we got to do another one of these next year for winning the category at the World.
We will. I can almost guarantee it. All right, everybody, we got to get out of here. Remember, we'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation. You can check us out online on Facebook, Barbecue Nation with JT, Or you can check us out on SoundCloud. Just go Barbecue Nation with JT. And there's all the shows there. And you can check my stuff out at thecowboycook.com. Till next time, for Dr. Dave, I'm JT. We'll see you next week.